It's a cousin in a way to the practice of the law, expanded law clerk operation. I can remember, and you, I'm sure, can remember when you came to Lansing. On the third floor of the Capitol, there were a bunch of pretty barren, side-by-side offices, and you maybe had a secretary in there, or maybe one for two justices, perhaps a law clerk, although not necessarily a law clerk, but from there on out, it was pretty much between you and the case. Wasn't that the way it was? You got the record, if it was for your determination, your recommendation, the record came to you, and you read it, and you wrote a recommendation based on your direct contact with the record, didn't you? Isn't that the way it worked?
Well, I frequently did that, but I think I always had at least one law clerk. I think there was a time when I had three at some point, and I decided, maybe I had three stenographers.
Where did you do most of your work, Judge Edwards? Was it
in the Michigan court?
Yes. Was it in Lansing, or did you have a... You moved there and lived there, did you not?
Yes, we lived in Lansing.
So you did your work in the Capitol building, did you?
Yes, I think so. Mm-hmm. I don't recall how high up in the Capitol building I was. I'm sure I wasn't on the ground floor, and I suspect that it's possible I may have been in the dome.
The third floor,
yeah,
with the rotunda, yeah, in the middle, was the part of the building devoted to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I think that's probably where I had offices.
You had sort of
How long was I there?
You came in 56 and you left in 61.
That's a good long time. That's 6 years, isn't it?
Let me see if I've got it right. Let me see those things. I think your last opinions... The most advanced in time, where that you wrote was called West versus Northern Tree Company. Does that ring any bells? The woodcutter whose hands were frozen?
Oh, no.
Well, that was another workers' comp case. And in that case...
Curious as to what this thing says.
The issue really was one of notice.
Of notice?
Yeah, and the man had complained of the bitter cold out in the woods, February. He said, my hands are freezing, let's build a fire, and the fellow said, no fire.
Yeah.
And this was deemed by the Supreme Court in the end to have been notice that this injury was in the process of occurring, and sure enough,
So he was not entitled to compensation?
Well, it was decided 5-2 that he was. That he, by going to the foreman, and say, look at these hands, they're blue.